AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is paying tribute to Pope Francis. AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
Vice President Vance was among the last leaders to see the pontiff yesterday at the Vatican.
I know you've not been feeling great, but it's good to see you in better health.
The Pope's words were inaudible in a video released by the Vatican. Hours after the meeting, Francis was dead. Today, here at the White House.
He's a very good man who loved the world. And he especially loved people that were having a hard time.
A reporter then noted the Pope preached tolerance for migrants and asked President Trump if he agrees.
Yeah, I do.
45 seconds later, the president defended his crackdown on immigrants, suggesting that's why he's president.
I was elected to move them out, among many other things.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Vatican has begun a rosary prayer in St. Peter's Square in its first public commemoration following Pope Francis's death. The White House has expressed support for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth following media reports he shared sensitive military details in another Signal messaging chat, this time with his wife and brother. Hegseth blames the media.
This group right here, full of hoaxers that peddle anonymous sources from leakers with axes to grind, and then you put it all together as if it's some news story. And when we know it, we know exactly what it is.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Hegseth must be fired. Montana is the ninth state to report an active measles outbreak. A judge in Wyoming has suspended two laws allowing the state's only abortion clinic to resume providing surgical abortions. The gunman who killed 23 people in a racist attack at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas, one of the deadliest mass shootings in U.S. history, pleaded guilty to capital murder. Patrick Crucius was automatically sentenced to life in prison without parole. This is AP News. Kenyans are the big winners at the Boston Marathon.
Sharon Loketti broke the Boston Marathon course women's record, and fellow Kenyan John Carrier joined his brother as men's champion on Monday on a historic day and long weekend for the city. The runners followed in the hoofsteps of a Paul Revere reenactor who rode down Boylston Street and proclaimed the runners are coming as the race celebrated the 250th anniversary of the start of the Revolutionary War. Loketti finished in an unofficial 2 hours, 17 minutes, and 22 seconds. Carrier won in 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 45 seconds. Gethin Coolbaugh, Boston.
Susanna Scaroni of the United States won the women's wheelchair race for the second time at the Boston Marathon. The Boston Red Sox defeated the Chicago White Sox 4-2 at Fenway Park in the team's traditional Patriots Day game. Fenway is close to the finish line of the Boston Marathon. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.